On July 28, 1835, an assassination attempt against French King in Paris killed 18 and wounded over 100. You may think that mass casualty attacks are a 20th or 21st century phenomenon. Think again. Paris, France. In 1835, France was a mere generation away from the maelstrom of the French Revolution and had survived two of Napoleon's regimes. The country was also 5 years out from yet another revolution. Oh, those Français. The so-called Second French Revolution, or the July Revolution, led to the ouster of the French Bourbon monarch Charles X and the ascent of his cousin Louis-Philippe of Orléans as the new king. Louis-Philippe reigned until 1848, when he too was removed from power. He ended up being the last French royal. He also promoted the French colonization of Algeria, which led to all kinds of problems, especially for the Algerians. He also survived an assassination attempt. On this day, in 1835, a former thief, forger, and vagabond, Giuseppe Marco Fieschi, cobbled together, with a confrère, an infernal machine, 20 gun barrels to be fired simultaneously. As King Louis-Philippe was passing along the boulevard to the Bastille, accompanied by his three sons and a numerous staff, the machine was exploded. A ball grazed the king's forehead. 18 people in all were killed, and many were wounded, but the king and the princes escaped as if by miracle. Fieschi himself was severely wounded by the discharge of his machine and vainly attempted to escape. Physicians valiantly kept him alive so he could be brought to justice. He was executed, guillotined, of course, this is France after all, on February 19, 1836. In today's parlance, what Fieschi wrought would be called an IED, an improvised explosive device. We are all too familiar with those these days. Don't you find it interesting that one of the first examples was deployed almost two centuries ago?
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Borealis Saves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.